It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons, your grandmother got a wig from Jesus?
Is
that what you said?
Yes,
Fred?
I did.
If I heard you correctly before the song.
I thought he said a wink or a wave.
No, a wig. A wink or a wave from Jesus will be all right.
What does that even mean? My grandma got a wig from Jesus.
Yeah.
So my grandmom goes to church every Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She goes there because she likes the music, yet she can't name a hymn. She goes there just to give money to this church because it's fun and it's great.
Give money to them?
She gives them a lot of money, yes. To this
Is
church.
She rich?
No, she's not rich
That's
at
even
all.
Worse mm-hmm. when broke people give all their money. Yeah.
So every Easter at this church, they have a giant performance. And at this performance is this guy who plays Jesus, who my grandmom has this huge crush on, right? So she talks to this guy all the time. This guy's such a nice guy.
The local theater guy.
Uh-huh.
She's getting a little attention. Yeah. I like it.
This dude, his actual job, he makes wigs for cancer patients and sells these wigs to raise money for cancer and gives them to cancer patients, right?
Yeah.
Super cool. So my grandmom is watching QVC, the shopping network, right?
QVC.
It gets worse. Church and then QVC. It sounds like my worst nightmare in one day, right?
Yeah.
She sees this guy, or she thinks, I don't even know if she actually sees, she sees a guy who looks like this Jesus character, and he's on QVC selling these wigs. So my grandmom goes, I gotta buy these wigs. She doesn't need the wigs. She has a full head of gray hair.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Doesn't need
the
wigs.
She has her own hair. She doesn't need someone else's. Does she do a lot of costuming?
No. She's
like Civil War reenactments?
Nothing. She is the stereotypical grandmom that you know. She knits and makes cookies and tea, and it's great.
She's like the last generation of that, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Because our generation won't be knitting and making cookies at all.
They'll be drinking pumpkin spice latte and bumping gangster rap.
100%.
Exactly.
100%. Yeah.
She sees these wigs. She goes, I got to have not one, but two. These wigs are $80 a piece.
Oh,
what?
Jesus.
My grandmother buys not one, but two of these wigs. And you know what?
Does she think it's really Jesus and he's going to send her to heaven if she buys a wig on QVC?
Is that her rationale? I don't know if she's losing it because I spoke to her yesterday about these wigs. $160 she spends on wigs she doesn't need. I go,
how old is she?
She's like 82, I believe. Uh-huh. She'll be like 82 in a couple of weeks. Grandma, why did you spend this money? Because Jesus was selling the wigs and I had to get the wigs from Jesus.
No, Jesus wasn't selling him a guy that looks like Jesus was selling him.
I'm like, Grandma, you know that he's just some guy from the church. He's not actually Jesus. No, he's Jesus from church and I had to buy his wigs. Now, who has one of those wigs, of course? Mama G. Mama G went and took one of the wigs.
The Jesus wig. Which your mom has short hair, which will probably make her look hilarious.
Oh, it looks very... It's not a wig fashioned like Jesus long hair. It's like a silver wig. But where the other one is right now...
The wig isn't even... It's like literally an old person wig.
It's an old person wig, yeah. The other $80 wig, no lie, is sitting in my grandmom's house right now on top of a pantry covering a glass thing full of olives. She's got the Jesus wig on display.
Olive Jesus?
She's displaying the Jesus wig.
She's trying to say, I love Jesus, but subtly. See? Yes, Olive Jesus.
I was just like, Grandma, I think you're losing it. It might be time to put
Grandma
on the home.
Grandma's trying to point. She wants you to take the direction of the Lord, Gibbons.
Yeah, and if she doesn't go to heaven, she's going to be kicking somebody's ass in hell, let me tell you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.